The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the things that can be very helpful engaging in a mindfulness practice is something that's in addition to just being mindful, and that is asking questions. Having good questions for yourself, what you're paying attention to, how you are, what you're doing in the present moment. It's probably fair to say that most people go through the day with a whole series of questions, but we don't think of them as questions. So that, we're concerned about something, we want something, we're afraid of something, and so we're kind of figuring out, how can I negotiate my life, taking care of my desire, my wants, my fears? What's the right way to go here, and what should I get? And you go to, if you're going to get tea, we have tea at the counter up there, you have questions about what kind of tea you're going to get. You know, what should I get? Should I get caffeine, herb, what should I get? So these questions that can you kind of look at your life as a series of one question after another that you have. How do I do this? What's happening here? And what should I do? Who should I be? Who are these people? All kinds of questions. And given that it's happening all the time anyway, it can be useful to be more choiceful, intentional in the questions that you ask. And because if you don't kind of choose your questions, then you're missing an opportunity to guide and support your life in a particular direction. If you just let your mind operate with its own concerns, it might not be the best concerns for your life even. So to kind of look at what questions do you want to live your life based on. And the Dharma practice, there is simple questions that support the Dharma practice. And one of them would be, what can I do right now? Or how do I engage with what's happening right now? Or how do I choose what needs to be happening right now so that it brings more ease? It brings more... If what I'm going to do now, is this going to create more stress, more dis-ease, or does it create more ease? It's a very simple question. Does this create ease or lack of ease? And if you use that as a question, then you're more likely to look for the answers for that question. If you ask, you know, it's time for a walking meditation, how should I walk so people think that I'm a good walker, good meditator? You know, people often have self-concerns about how they look and how they fit in, and maybe if I go walk outside, I find a place where no one can see me and no one's going to judge me. And so where can I find a good place to sit to walk so that I can protect my self-image or whatever? All kinds of things. You fill in. I'm just making things up here. And so those kinds of questions support that kind of self-concern. But if instead you ask, what can I do here that brings greater ease and helps me avoid unease? Just that question. If you want to make it a little bit deeper, you could ask, how can I have true ease, true peace in this situation? Because the difference being that you can have ease maybe by just going home and not being around people, then social ease because you don't have to deal with anyone. But that's not true ease. True ease is discovering how to be, if you're with people, to find out how to be at ease in there. So the question of, this simple question, what can I do here? What brings ease and helps me avoid unease? And in asking that question, you don't necessarily have to have an answer, but just asking that question regularly will help highlight for you what you're actually doing. It's like a reference point. And maybe you see yourself, and it's like a mirror for understanding yourself better. What are your concerns right now? What are the questions you're living by that are different from that? And just that self-understanding might be really great, and that supports mindfulness, to really see what's happening for you. So if you think this is helpful for you, you might experiment a little bit this morning with how you can be here, how you are, what's going on, how you can meditate, how you can be with yourself, how you can do walking, how you can do sitting. How can you be so it brings more ease and helps you, and true ease, and helps you have less unease? Great. Thank you.